What do you think we should do for dinner tonight? Yeah, I know. I'm feeling lazy tonight. And pizza sounds really good. Well, I mean, I was gonna cook, but Caleb ordered this new build, and I really want to get it done as soon as possible. I'm pretty down for whatever you want to watch tonight. Yeah, that'd be fine. We can keep that going. We're almost finished with part two, I think. Well, part three is when we see Stans. Until then, it's kind of killing vampires with yoga breathing. I mean, how else would you describe it? We're literally reposing, deep breaths, okay? Channeling the sun, and then killing vampires, most of which are not properly dressed. Crap. We were gonna have such a nice evening. It's a invitation to a welcome home block party? I mean, I didn't think people really did this kind of thing anymore. Well, yeah, I mean, we do around here, but I doubt regular folk are appeasing ancient nature spirits and reattaching wards. Alright, yes, okay, there's a lot of drinking involved, but how else am I gonna stay interested? It's a small town, about 3 hours from here. Seems like an easy enough drive. Yeah, we'll make it on time if we leave right now. The bastard is punctual, if anything else. Of course, could use the company, and Lord knows I don't need to be spending any more time talking to myself on the road. Well, I mean, it's a lot less creepy than carrying around a skull. Okay, in a way, it's kind of romantic, right? Okay, if someone asks, I could say the bracelet, okay, the beads of it, are made from bones from past relatives, okay, follow me, and maybe they'll think it's cute that I carry around shards of dead people. Yeah, no, holy shit, that sounded awful. Right. Focus on task. I'll get my keys and we can head out. I don't know. Just never seems like a good idea. Look, I'm better off on my own. Well, okay, rephrasing that. I'm better off without living people hovering around me. Lord, I don't know, it's been like 4 years now? Damn, has it really been that long? We both know it's pointless for me to even try. Fate is going to happen, even if I try to avoid it at all cost. Okay, fine. No, we're gonna do this. I'm gonna do it in my proper old man voice, since we wanna fucking go down this rabbit hole. We are bound to act as the replacements of fate's most horrible. And to keep that fact going, our curse guarantees we will find the one person that fits into the slot of our soul. Not so much about guaranteeing the next generation, since it's mostly about giving the current head of family a reason to keep going. That being said, I do remember Great Uncle Ivan and his husband did end up adopting. And there have been a few of those kind of pairings that did the same thing, so up on the air on that theory. Look, smarter people than me have tried to fight it. Hell, Granddad hid out in the damn woods for 2 years. 2 years, okay? And guess who just so happens to get lost in the woods while hiking out there? Benefits added to a curse only help to reinforce the negative. Adding a finding true love line has locked us down pretty damn hard. So you see my point. Why even try? Why go searching for someone? All that happens is I find someone who I guess fate says isn't right, and they end up... Sorry. No, you're good. No, you're good. You're good. I know you're trying to help, AC. We shouldn't be far now. From what I found online, this place is a small cul-de-sac, hovering around 6 households, a total of 25 people or so. Yeah, nearest other house is about 3 minutes down the road, so not really alone, but it's for sure a weird design. The invite relates to 5 students coming back from college for break. Seems the whole neighborhood is just pretty proud of them and just happy to see them doing well. You know the track record for things like this. Hell, at this point, I'll happily show up and try to make up some kind of excuse. Anything, if it means someone gets out of this alive. Okay. Well, we have 2 options. Option A, we go with the cop angle. Plain clothes, just acting as extra security due to some break-ins nearby. Okay. Or plan B, the one we never get to use, a long-lost relative. It could totally work this time. Well, if they don't work, then we just play it by ear. Sneak around or whatever till we find out what we're looking for. No, there hasn't been any recent disappearings in the area, so whatever it is, it's gonna hit tonight. Hell, I'm fearing a damn bloodbath if I'm being honest. Whatever is meant to happen, those 5 were supposed to be in the eye of the storm. Now, if that's a good thing or a bad thing, I've got no idea, but I can promise this was going to be their personal horror movie. I don't think our luck extends that far. So I'm not the only one who thinks this is creepy, right? Okay, 6 houses in total, all ending in a loop that circles back towards the main road. They look pretty modern, maybe early 2000s or something. They set up all this food and drink with these tables outside, but I mean, it's just set up. Nothing's turned over, I don't see any sign of a struggle, it's just ready to go, but not a single person around. Oh shit, they've got a bouncy castle. Yeah, we need to move fast. Ten, 11, 12, 13. Well, we should go check on one of the houses. Surely they must still be inside. Probably just set everything up and expected us to come later. We should probably just mosey on in there. You know, don't wanna keep them waiting. Sorry, had to play up the ignorant angle. Couldn't let them know I noticed. Okay, I can't look out there without giving it away, but I need you to tell me how many lampposts are now outside of the house. Shit. Okay, that answers it right there. It was only two when we walked into the house, and with five more, we're looking at seven outside waiting for us. We call them lamplighters. I don't know if you ever encountered them, but they're creatures found within the Fae and nightmares that should never be area of existence, kind of a weird tangle of the two. I never encountered one, obviously, but I remember reading it in one of the family journals, can't remember who, but back then they described them as gas lamps, but I guess they evolved with the times. See, these bastards will disguise themselves as lamps on forgotten or lonely stretches of road. Could be a country highway, long abandoned street corner, or really anywhere you'd find a lone traveler. They devour their targets quickly, but only after being discovered. The sick pricks love that moment when someone notices that the metal on that lamppost isn't quite right, or how the bulbs look more like eyeballs than anything else. I'm worried. I'm incredibly worried, AC, because these things are solitary hunters. And not a single record I've ever seen to even two of these things work together, let alone a damn pack. I mean, normally when you're dealing with just one of them, you can burn the bastards down. They don't take well to fire. I mean, they're kind of arrogant in that way. Walk up, act like you don't notice anything, throw some gasoline on them or a Molotov cocktail and watch the fucker go up. But this many at once. Yeah, we're gonna have to banish them. I don't have any other way for that many targets at once. Yeah, I forgot, banishment really wasn't your thing. It only works with the right words. When they meet with the right setting. You can do with just the words, but that makes things way more complicated. And I'm doing this shit on the fly, so really any help we can get, I'm gonna need to grab. Let's take a moment to look around the house. I mean, they're the latest victims, so I can kind of work with that angle. And I'll need a focus for the banishment. Something of personal value, but of a more protective nature. You and I both know where the families are. At this point, getting justice for them and making sure the college kids who are supposed to be here don't suffer the same fate is our only objective. Looks to be a family of four, and judging by one of the bedrooms looking mostly empty, minus a few left behind things, I'm guessing one of our college students lived here. God damn it. Look at this place. Hell, they couldn't have been older than maybe 9 or 10. Dear God, AC. Look at this. The kid was drawing pictures of his neighborhood over time. Okay, see, right there. Each drawing adds one more lamppost over time. I'm guessing over a few days? I'm not really sure. But it looks like they started with 7 and ended up with 13 by the end. Meaning 6 of our posts out there are lamplighters. Yeah, you'd think they would have noticed all the extra light, but this is a completely undocumented case. Never have I heard of those things working like a pact, and in all honesty, it's possible as a group they could admit some kind of shimmer or perception distortion that kept these people's attentions elsewhere. Until they were ready to feed. Okay. Take a look here. I guess our artist was named Sammy, and they kept little notes about what they call the lamp people. God bless his handwriting, but it seems he caught one of them walking into position late at night. Gave him a wave, but no one believed him. Besides someone he calls Mr. Gruffintuff. Good eye. Yeah. Gonna assume that's the stuffed bear lying on his bed. Jesus, for him to see that, no one believe him. He must have been so scared, AC. Yeah. This will actually work pretty well. We'll use the bear for the banishment. Before we head downstairs, I want to check one more room real fast. Okay, this looks to be the home office. Let's see if they kept their security footage saved on here. One of the reasons I picked this house was due to where their security cameras are pointed. That, and it's in a good location for what I have planned. Well, that's why we carry around our ghost drive. Gotta get past those annoying passwords when they don't leave them on sticky notes. Holy hell. AC, look at this. I've gone back 6 months, and the footage shows that they've always had that many lampposts. Honestly, I trust the kids' drawings more. Kids are better suited at seeing through this kind of shit. But for the lamplighters to change things this dramatically is insane. There's no way they've been here 6 months. There's no way in hell. Yeah. Yeah, there's footage of the attack. I don't really want to, but we do need to see if anyone, just out of a slim chance, survived. But this is really gonna suck. Okay, we'll do it together, okay? Ready? Look outside and look out there right now and tell me what you see. How? How the hell could they have done that? We walked right past it and looked. How the hell could they project a shimmer like that? We are trained to see through that shit. The place looked untouched even on close inspection, but instead it's... God damn it. God damn it. There's so much blood. No, whatever effect they have on us is fully, fully broken. Yeah, I'm okay. It's been a bit since we saw something like that. I didn't need the motivation,
But I guess it's just that kind of day, huh? Before we head out there, there's one more thing I want to do. By chance, did you see where their fuse box was? Okay. You ready then? Alright. Let's tear them apart. Well, look at that. All six of you out front and ready to greet me? That is awfully kind of you. I didn't know lamplighters had such manners. Oh, there it is. That curiosity of yours. How does a lowly human know what you are? How did he see through your perfect ruse? Well, okay, for what it's worth, I think number two over there has the best overall appearance. But, I mean, you know, who am I to judge? Ah, getting antsy over there, number four. I bet you're all still full from dinner. But that won't stop you, will it? You probably waited till all of them were perfectly seated around the tables, ready to enjoy dinner. When I'm guessing someone suddenly noticed the new lampposts and brought it up in conversation. I bet that caused all kinds of a ruckus, right? As each of them asked if the other had ordered them, only to slowly discover that no one had. At that moment, you attacked Rain, taking down all of them in mere moments, as they had no time to react or even understand what was going on. All except one little boy. A very brave boy who saw through you and tried his best to save the people of his neighborhood. His name was Sammy, by the way. I want you to keep that name in mind for what's going to happen. I see you, number one. You're getting all excited, right? Well, how about we curb that real quick? See, I love monsters like you. Honestly, you're my favorite kind of things to deal with. You know why? Well, you see, there's no gray area with things like you. No fear of if I'm doing the right thing, just a clear and easy answer. You deserve to die. You deserve everything I'm about to do to you. Ah, I see the fear in you, number five. Wondering how I'll do it, huh? How could one human take out six of you all at once? Well, I'll tell you. Ever heard of banishing boys? Okay. Seems number two has an idea of what I'm talking about, but not enough to be really scared. So let's clear that up. See, banishment is honestly just a fancy way of saying killing you with words. Every magical being has a set of words, phrases, set dressing, and the like that can tear their mortal coil into shreds. That's partly why I'm holding the stuffed bear here. Just because I'm sure, number five, you look like you're really curious about the bear. Oh. Speaking of, banishing, weirdly enough, weird fact, banishing is also one of the few magics that reflect the soul who's ever casting it. Weird little side effects that take a lot to keep in line. For example, my dad was the one who taught me all this. And when he would banish something, He created glowing golden chains that would harmlessly wrap around the target. He figured since he was, you know, killing something, there was no real reason to make it suffer more than needed. But me? Oh, number six. I'll let you in on a little secret. I create hooks. Mean, sharp, and nasty. These hooks will dig into your very being and rip you apart till there is nothing left, till even your screams fade into nothing.
Okay. I see number three has put it together. Clever bitch.
Why not just kill me before I have a chance to do any of this, right?
Well, I'm gonna be honest.
All I needed to do was buy myself some time while a little spell I cast a few minutes ago goes off. Basically turning the real lamps here into flashbangs. Oh, and I kind of needed you to be looking at me right at this spot for maximum effect. Great job, dipshits.
By the seven seals and the seven plains that hold back never-ending nightmare, by the courts of the four seasons, which hold names above all else, I see you, those who hide as wonders of the modern world, those who prey upon the lost and lonely without hesitation, those who have broken the number of forgiveness, who have cost the lives of families and the very hopes of the future, in the name of... In the name of Gruff and Tough, he who failed to protect his charge but seeks revenge in its place, I
banish you.
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, okay, not okay, but I'm not dead yet. Didn't expect their arms to extend that far out. Oh, went right through my damn shoulder. Got a first aid kit in the car. I just gotta get there before the blood loss kicks in. Here's the patch that Charles made. Just gotta place it over the wound and... Holy hell! Crap. Focus on something else. Okay. It's sealing the wound for now. And, Okay, Charles. Charles and Caleb should be here soon. But I need to stay awake until then. Please don't be busy.
Tulips and Tongs, this is Luna. How may I help you? Hello? Is someone there?
Hey there, Lulu, it's me.
Oz? What's up? Are you needing me to drop something off at the shop?
No, I'm not even there right now.
Ah, you're out on a service call then? Are you hurt? I'll kick your ass if you lie to me, Grim Hollow.
Okay, yes, I'm hurt. But it's not that bad, I promise. I've already texted Charles. They're on their way. He gave me a patch, which is sealing the wound, okay? And he gave me whatever the hell this is. Lord. It tastes like iron and cherries, but I think it helps with the blood loss.
I'll close up shop and head over. Text me the address.
No,
No. It's fine. It's fine. I promise. The boys will be here soon. And honestly, Lulu, I need your help with something else.
What would that be?
Could you tell me about your day?
My day? Well, not really the most interesting thing in the world to talk about.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Lulu, I could really use some normal right now.
Are you sure you're doing okay? I don't normally hear you sound this off.
Just didn't get the best outcome with this ticket. So, how's the shop been? Things going okay today?
Yeah, well, let's see then. We got in a new shipment of Sue Grafton books, which was pretty easy to sort.
Why's that?
Well, her books are titled things like A is for Alibi, B is for Burglar, C is for Corpse, and you get the idea.
Ow. No, but that's honestly pretty damn great.
She's pretty good, honestly. Her book started back in the 80s, but are totally worth checking out.
Next time I come in, you'll have to show me.
Well, if you're looking at her stuff, then I've got a few recommendations.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like that a lot. Labeling this as support ticket number 050425. Summary of events. A pack of what is commonly known as lamplighters preyed upon a small community, leaving no survivors outside of those who fates I overtook. This will be the first time in our records, or really any records, showing these creatures working together. It's unknown what sort of abilities a group of these things have, but from what I've seen, they seem to create a perception filter of sorts, allowing them to pass unaware by their victims until it's too late. Thing is, though, it's beyond a standard perception filter. I mean, it's near reality bending. I'll have to look into this more, but the properties of it are terrifying. On a good note, every one of them has been banished, as I had no other option of getting rid of all of them at once. Current status. I'm going to mark this ticket as closed, seeing as how the threat has been dealt with. All victims have been added to the records of remembrance, as is tradition. With the help of Charles and Caleb, we were able to create a more convincing scene for the remaining five. Any kind of investigation will show the families died of a gas leak combined with a poorly timed fire, leaving very little left. Caleb was able to create fake enough bones and partial bodies that no normal person will suspect. Charles took the time to grab every personal item with deep emotional ties that he could detect and store it inside of a fireproof safe. One for each family. I'm hoping that the survivors won't find it strange that each of their families bought the same one, but our time was incredibly limited. To see creatures like the lamplighters going against their nature, though, I have no idea what could cause something like that. And honestly, this shit scares the hell out of me.